President Trump ends his effort to put a citizenship question on the census.
We are pursuing a new option to ensure a complete and timely count of the non-citizen population.
We'll put his decision in context.
The president effectively conceded that they had, in fact, ran out of time. The attorney general said the same thing.
Plus, the Dow closes above 27,000 for the first time, helped by a rally in healthcare stocks. This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Kim Gittleson. Let's get started. Now, before we get into our main story of the morning, just what happened with President Trump's efforts to put a citizenship question on the 2020 census, here's what you missed. The U.S. State Department condemned Iran over its alleged harassment of a British oil tanker. Here's State Department spokeswoman Morgan Ortagus.
We commend the actions of the Royal Navy in ensuring freedom of navigation and the free flow of commerce through this critically important waterway. We will continue to work closely with the United Kingdom and our allies to ensure that the Iranian regime's malign activities do not further disrupt international law, maritime security, or global commerce.
Yesterday, the British Ministry of Defense said three Iranian ships had attempted to intercept a BP oil tanker in the Persian Gulf. Iran has denied the allegations. And after a broadcast from a Belgian news organization alleged that Alphabet used contractors to monitor Google's voice assistant, Google confirmed that it does use real people to listen to some recordings of conversations. In a blog post, Google said language experts listened to 0.2% of, quote, audio snippets taken from the Google assistant to better understand different languages, accents, and dialects. We report the disclosure adds to privacy concerns associated with voice assistant technology. And that, of course, is the closing bell at the New York Stock Exchange. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Index ended above 27,000 for the first time. While it's mostly a symbolic milestone, the rally came after the Trump administration abandoned its proposed plan to rein in drug rebates. That pushed shares in companies like United Health higher. Now, our main story this morning. President Trump abandoned his efforts to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census yesterday. At a press conference in the White House's Rose Garden, he sought to position his new executive order as a better strategy.
We will leave no stone unturned. The Census Bureau projected that using previously available records, it could determine citizenship for 90% of our population or more. With today's executive order, which eliminates longstanding obstacles to data sharing, we're aiming to count everyone. Ultimately, this will allow us to have an even more complete count of citizens than through asking the single question alone. It will be, we think, far more accurate.
The announcement capped 2 weeks of whipsawing about what to do in the wake of a Supreme Court decision which ruled against including the question. To find out what happens next, Charlie Turner has been speaking to our reporter Brent Kendall in Washington.
Brent, President Trump announced he was dropping his effort to get a citizenship question included on the 2020 census. What did he say he would do instead?
Well, he announced he was going to sign an executive order that would basically command that different agencies around the federal government provide records that they request that could have some bearing on getting an accurate count of the full population, both citizens, non-citizens, and illegal aliens who were in the United States. The president said he would leave no stone unturned to get this information. It's not clear exactly how this will work. It also appears, at least at first glance, that what he's proposing is not terribly different than what the Census Bureau had proposed to Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross when they told him there were ways to get this data without including a citizenship question on the census, which they didn't want to do because they were concerned it would decrease response rates for the 10-year survey, which is crucial for counting the population and setting political districts and determining all sorts of government funding.
The census is used to distribute House seats among states and draw political district lines, so Trump's executive order wouldn't have the same effect, would it?
No. I mean, the political apportionment of House seats, it is based on the census data. So what the president is talking about doing isn't going to supplant that. However, one thing both the president and Attorney General William Barr mentioned at the Rose Garden press conference was the fact that some states would like to set political boundaries based not on their total populations but on their citizen populations. It's not entirely clear that states can district this way, and even if they can, whether they'd be able to use this data that the White House is talking about collecting as part of that effort. Attorney General Barr said this would be something that the Justice Department would study going forward.
And this is a major defeat for the Trump administration.
I mean, it is. The Commerce Department and Secretary Wilbur Ross had started this effort last year, and they'd put a lot of time and resources and political capital into this, quite frankly. And it looked for a while at the Supreme Court like maybe they would carry the day. But in the end, again, it was a 5-4 decision, and they didn't. And that left them with few options. I mean, and this is a, you know, it's a pretty big defeat. Democratic states and counties and cities and civil rights and immigrant groups had all sued. And at the end of the day, you know, they have a pretty substantial victory here.
And Brent, this is not over. Speaker Nancy Pelosi is holding a House vote next week on holding William Barr and Wilbur Ross, the Commerce Secretary, in contempt for ignoring a subpoena seeking information about the citizenship question. Isn't that right?
That is right. And while the fight over what questions are going to be on the census are over, the political fights are going to continue. And as you said, we have this vote scheduled for next week. You know, Republicans, meanwhile, see this as a political issue for them. The president has been fundraising off of it for his reelection campaign. And I'm sure each side is going to go after the other on this issue. I mean, the president today in his remarks sort of painted Democrats as this left-wing group that, you know, didn't want people to know how many people were in this country illegally. And obviously, the Democrats see it differently and say that both the president and the Republicans were pursuing this as a way to effectively transfer political power to their side. Because if less people responded to the census, particularly in immigrant-heavy areas that support Democrats, then the GOP standard to benefit. So, you know, there's some bad blood on both sides here.
You can find our full coverage of the question and its fallout up on WSJ.com. On to markets. We'll move away from those records on Wall Street and instead focus on Amazon now. The company's biggest annual sales event, Prime Day, starts next week. It comes as the company is spending heavily on efforts like same-day delivery. Our columnist Dan Gallagher said that's led some investors to wonder about what kind of tech investment Amazon now represents.
Investors aren't terribly worried about Amazon overall because the stock price has come up a lot, though it hasn't. It hasn't grown a bunch since the second report. And I think since the last report, there is sort of a question of, is Amazon going to be a slower growing company that's more profitable, or is it going to get back to, you know, a faster growing company that might be less profitable? You tend not to see both in tech. Amazon's investors for years have been kind of primed for, you know, prizing growth over profits. So I think if we get to a point where we see sustainably Amazon at a slower growth rate, at a more profitable and making more profits, that's a new picture for investors to get used to. It not necessarily one they won't like, but it is different from the Amazon they've kind of come to expect over the last several years.
And now the SCED. Here's what to look forward to later today. Officials in Louisiana are telling some residents to evacuate and others to prepare for Tropical Storm Barry. Forecasters upgraded the weather system brewing in the Gulf of Mexico yesterday after it was sustaining winds of up to 40 miles per hour. They say it could strengthen even further to become a hurricane before making landfall as soon as later today. And here's a question for you. How early do cultural differences start? Researchers at the University of California, San Diego, and Stanford tried to answer this question by looking at Chinese and American toddlers. They found that while the two groups started out thinking about the world in the same ways, by the age of 3, they started showing differences based on their cultures. We've got a fascinating write-up of their research up on our website if you're curious to find out more. Finally, a crazy idea for you. What if we did away with time zones? That's something that two professors at Johns Hopkins are arguing for. They want us all to abandon time zones and switch to coordinated universal time. If that were to happen, no matter where you were in the world or where the sun was in the sky, the clock would show the same time. That might seem crazy, but they argue that already airline pilots, the International Space Station, and global stock and commodity trades use UTC. That's the acronym for those in the know. What do you think? Would you get on board? Tweet us at WSJ Podcasts or email us at whatsnews@wsj.com. That's What's News from the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening. And whatever time it is when you get off work in whatever time zone, we hope you have a great weekend.